into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I'm in the chat room with y'all. What up, AfterBuzz? Boy, DJ Jesse J here in studio for AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 8, Episode Duke It Out, Episode 2. I'm joined in studio by my lovely females, Miss Pink English.
Hola.
She's giving us the shade with her brimmed hat.
Yes. And Diva in them nails.
She's showing the nails dipped in gold.
Yes, honey, yes.
And we have the lovely Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Coming into that Missy Elliott, that new Where They From.
Get it, girl. I'm playing.
Where they from? They from Atlanta, y'all.
It was too hot just for that 5 seconds because it's hot here.
I want to just do a couple shout-outs. Shout-out to Nalga. Shout-out to Tatiana Jones. Shout-out to Sadie Bunny. Shout-out to Cassandra Marie. Shout-out to Myrna Petro. Shout-out to Charlie Rose 214. And shout-out to Von Zipper. Love y'all.
Love y'all. Thank y'all for watching.
Let's talk about it.
What we talking about?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
We ain't got much to talk about.
Can we talk?
Oh, that's what we should have did. Can we talk? Is there anything to talk about?
Bitch, because I'm just saying, like,
there's
this Frankenstein-ass episode
horrible.
Trying to sew things together.
I just know it better not be like this for another 13.
And my thing is Damona Scott get a new job, y'all? Did Mona Scott become a producer on Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Why?
Because why are they hiring Duke's ass for Portia's boyfriend?
Right.
But before we get into that, let's rewind to last week. We had the party, Cynthia's party, where Sheree and Miss Kenya, where she called Sheree a bitch ass.
Bitch ass. You can't pay your light bill. Your bitch ass gonna be in a tent.
You live in a ditch.
Ditch. Well, you gonna be in a tent in your front yard.
Well, Kenya, if you don't watch out, you're gonna end up in a ditch.
Well, all the neighbors are talking.
What neighbor?
Bitch, one neighbor behind a damn motherfucking tree was
probably
curious.
Not your neighbor. It was probably Funky Geneva wandering around wondering what's going on up in there.
Exactly.
Trying to find out, like, these bitches both got houses? There you go.
Kenya claims she didn't. Well, she did apologize for the comment. I'm sorry for calling you bitch ass.
Really.
It was like a drunk moment where she was like, okay, that was too far. Kenya claims that she did not fight the start with Sheree. I'm just like, bitch, you were holding the match.
Immediately.
You're the one from the jump.
Like, no, like, hey, girl. Like, no. Oh, my gosh. It was like, oh, so the neighborhood is talking.
Yes.
How's your house doing? The taxes are due. Did you know?
I was trying to catch the bus the other day.
As I was paying my bus fare.
Kenya shaded Phaedra telling her to change her locks.
I don't understand.
It was like corny. It was scripted shade. She was looking into her
phone. Look in her mirror.
Like, if you're going to change anything, change your locks because Apollo's never coming back. Like, well, girl, she already did that last season, so that's not shade. So.
And go Phaedra for, like, actually saying something. Like, hey, girl, I thought you had changed. What was that?
If I was Phaedra, I don't understand why, like, everyone's all of a sudden, like, cool again. Like, Phaedra's talking to her. Like, everyone that had beef
Phaedra
last
and
season.
Kenya fake made up last season, right? But then at the reunion, they had their little...
Did they?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's the fake Housewives of Atlanta. We already know that. They're putting it all together to make us believe.
The newest housewife, Peter, he was explaining to Cynthia about the argument with Kenya. Mm-hmm. And he claims that he was offended.
That's because he was high and drunk when he came in. And he didn't really know what was going on, but he knew they were coming for him.
My thing is Peter, when you're explaining a story about you physically touching somebody, don't do it again.
Right.
Like, how you gonna put your hands around Mal's neck? We know
and
you don't like her.
Especially Mal.
We know you don't like her.
Yo, Big Mal was like, Peter, don't you walk away now, right? Peter.
I was like,
Peter, you can't walk away.
P.S. Phaedra, your impression of Mal is horrible.
Peter.
It was like, see,
Peter,
like,
you just gonna
like,
walk away? Peter, you just gonna walk away? Peter, that ain't right.
Looking like an ostrich with her neck.
Why does she seem whatever? And then Cynthia's just like, I don't know, I just wanted to have a good party. I don't understand.
That's too funny. Owns up that he grabbed this woman's neck and then he walks away upset because of Cynthia's entrance.
He had a big booty though. When he walked away, his jacket is like really on his butt. Hey, I ain't never noticed his booty before and I just noticed it upon his exit. So, I mean, I guess he's been doing those squats on top of
I was
going to
say, maybe him and Cynthia
ladies.
Went in together for some ass shots.
Or maybe.
But they probably did.
Yeah, Peter just be up in that bedroom.
Or maybe he was just in the bedroom.
Clapping it back.
With other girls.
Yeah. He's been getting a workout.
And boys.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
All right, so Cynthia goes back home. She calls her partner, and they're discussing the success of the party.
That was weird.
Very strange.
That was so awkward.
Contrived.
Yes.
It's like, open the closet.
With your one
MacBook.
Little bitch. Walking around and sitting
and,
down.
And, like, start crying.
Here you go. Cry to your friend, girl. Hey, hey. Are you upset? You seem upset.
I want to tell you about my man, girl.
Oh, but I thought we just talked business.
My girl, you're my best friend now.
We did that party together.
I need you.
Nobody else will listen to me.
Nobody.
So she starts crying, which was just like, oh.
It was a good cry, though.
Sometimes
no
you need
eyeliner
that cry.
Run.
You know what I mean?
No eyeliner run. No
but
run.
My thing
wasn't
is like,
a Shonda from Love and Hip Hop cry.
Nope.
She let it Moses all concealed. Out. Like, oh gosh, I watched that. The concealer was like
three
streaming
different shades, girl.
Down
looking like
her
Zeta
face.
Stripe gum.
Yes.
I don't understand. Cynthia made a comment like, we're having financial issues and we're having.
Cynthia
be like,
spilling too much of
too
her
much.
Tea.
It's
though.
Like you guys have been on this. Show for how many seasons? Like, these other chicks are buying Bentleys and Rolls Royces. You live in, like, a townhouse, like,
townhouse.
A not expensive place in Atlanta. Where is your money,
and
boy,
now you've
honey?
Alluded to the fact that you basically married a fuck boy. You married someone who cheats on you. You married someone who uses your money. You married mm-hmm. someone who loses your money.
Yeah.
You married someone who pretends like he goes out and gets the bacon, but you bring home all the bacon.
All and I'm sure he's getting a cut.
All in the name
the
of a damn motherfucking fuckboy.
While he's over there
but
rubbing
the
on
ain't
other
even the
girl's
dick.
Neck.
The dick must be.
But it can't be the dick. She said
it's
it ain't
the
even
dick.
About the
it's
dick.
Definitely the, she said that she was not attracted to him physically.
No, no,
she
no,
was
no, no,
sexually
no. But,
still attracted to him. So you can have
the same
sex
thing,
with me.
I feel like
no,
people who are stigmatized, their body could be ugly as fuck, but just because the dick is bomb, they'd be like,
no.
Because
if it's a good dick and it's attached to a big old belly that like smothers your face mm-hmm. every time you're trying to get it, like, no, you don't want that.
And
I mean,
as
good
a
dick,
woman,
good
you
dick,
get
though.
Turned off when you know that he's been giving it to other girls. So it's not like I have this exclusively. It's like he's giving it to the world and you're taking my money to rub up on these other paying for my gas money to run down there to rub up on these girls' necks while you're drunk
off
with your raggedy
Minute Maid Uncle Ben rice. Bye.
Peter.
Don't you run away like that. And he done ran off to Charlotte before she even gets to talk to him.
I don't even want to laugh at that. But I have to because Cynthia, you too bad of a bitch.
Cynthia don't care.
She's too gullible.
She don't care for real.
Cynthia need a baby.
That's her storyline. She
need
no
a baby.
She 45 years old. She don't need no damn baby.
Girl, they got something you can
she
like water
like,
on your
yeah,
grass.
She
keep making
like
some sunglasses
that will
and she
like,
some
treat
fun
her
boys.
Like amazing.
Yeah, like adopt a kid or something. Like maybe
she
a puppy.
Adopt a kid. She got Bailey.
She needs something.
She already got Bailey, the dog. She needs a young,
she needs
sexy
else.
Dude
oh.
to have a good time. But okay, she
needs
a young, sexy
that.
Jamaican.
That's what I'm saying. She needs,
like,
she needs to be
turn
a
cougar.
I agree with that. Doing all the crazy things that them Jamaicans in them mm-hmm. YouTube videos be doing. They be doing jumping on girls' pussies from like 3-story buildings. Like,
I don't know what you be watching.
That's
why
you've never seen that?
No, what?
Oh my god, yeah, no. Jamaicans be going ham. Like, they be like,
in the dance
it's not
hall.
Even like dancing,
it's,
they just
it's
be like
It's like, wait a minute. It's abusive.
No, bitch.
Okay, I know.
They will jump off a roof.
But if you're just, you just said,
picture you just Peter said, jumping
I'm just like jumping off a roof onto a pussy. I'm like, what videos are you watching? Not the, I get the dance videos. They go extra.
No,
go extra
I'm late. Really serious. They but be like, jumping
I didn't know if that
roofs.
Was like some special kind of porn you was talking about.
No,
I was like,
what the fuck they do dance and they be thinking that this is like a dance.
It is a dance.
No, bitch.
Peter, that's probably, maybe that's why the attraction has waned also, because his booty grew and, you know, he can't do the dance no more. So it'd be kind of like only one hip.
You know how you know what they say if the booty girl was going on. Mm.
You know that Charlotte Cornbread.
So, yeah, Cynthia's not down with reality. Moving on from that. Speaking of reality, Kenya meets up with her.
Shout out to the editors, man.
Shout out to Kenya for trying to compare herself to Kim Fields.
She said, hold on. She said, Hollywood's really been good to us.
And she's like,
and Kim Fields. And the editors did that. I know she didn't do her like that.
No,
but
she
that, that was the longest down. She was like,
she was like, God is good, honey. That's all she can come back
God
with.
Is good.
God
bless
has
your
been
heart,
good.
Girl. Bless your heart. Kenya, you crazy as well.
All right, so yes, Kenya and Kim were reconnecting over, you know, their films that they've been, you know, worked on in the past. And Kenya, you know, Hollywood's been real good to us. And she keeps trying to compare the work that they're doing. She's like, you know, as I'm producing my first pilot, you know, it reminds me of when you produced your first. And I just think that, you know, you would be an amazing director
for
on my
pilot.
Project.
And Kim was like,
no, I'm like real busy. Like, it's fall, school starting
up. You know, I got a lot going
on.
You know what I'm saying? I got two kids.
I'm all about my husband and my kids.
I'm in the DGA, which means I probably get union rates, which means more vision or whatever the F it's called. Probably can't afford it.
I can't work on little projects.
Can't work on.
Maybe at the start of the year, I could do it pro bono. You know, we'll check it out.
Maybe my son wants to, like, practice.
I can't wait till next week when they pop the video in and watch
and watch it. And
oh, I know. And their kid was watching it.
And they were husband. Like, what is going on? Yeah.
So she asks Kenya if Kim wants to be a director. And she wasn't too thrilled about that. So now we get this other. Now, the other thing about Kim is she doesn't drink.
Which is strange.
She drinks Kahlua.
And milk.
This can work either really in a great way or a negative way.
I think she's going to be very judgmental because all of the other chicks are going to be getting wasted like
they
normally
have to get
do.
Her drunk, yeah. though. I
and
see
she's going
to
be sitting around like, oh,
she'll
honey,
be shocked the whole time.
Honey, really? Like we saw in the preview, like, this is how we act?
Yes.
This, and my thing is like,
as you, black woman.
It'll be the honest version of Phaedra.
Yeah. Oh.
Complete. Yeah, complete honest version of Phaedra.
Mm. If Phaedra and her. Mm. Jesus relationship.
Where are her roller skates? Are they on eBay?
In the Smithsonian.
Or eBay.
eBay.
Amazon Prime. So we get to Kim's house, her and her husband together for 8 years, two kids, Sebastian and Quincy. She has a company called Kicks and Giggles, and she was doing this webisode video thing that was like, you're a professional actress and you can't get the video done.
Hey, it happens. You be having to take more than one take. Like, this is so simple. Why can't I get it in first take? I'm just wondering why we didn't work out, like, you know,
a baby
hair and makeup.
Well, my thing is that freaking bandana with that whole situation
and
top,
like bohemian, captain. And I get it.
But why would you have a ghetto bandana on?
It's like
it looked like her, like, go to bed do-rag. Like, it didn't look like a purposeful, like, situation. But I love the blonde hair on her, actually.
Mm-hmm. It does
I think
look
it
good.
Looks really good on
I like
her.
It.
We
what,
like
Jesse? You don't like it?
You don't like the blonde hair?
I just feel like, you know, she needs to hit up Porsche for some naked hair.
No, she wants bushy hair. I like big bushy hair. I'm gonna be confused.
No, I'm
next
kidding.
Week.
I do. I actually do like her
I'm
hair
be
a
her.
Lot.
I'm gonna be her next.
It was
week.
Cute.
Her skin's beautiful.
Yes.
She's a very preserved woman.
Yeah,
very preserved.
All right, let's talk about her, Miss Portia, naked hair. She's meeting up with her team, and she wants to get her business up and running. She has a lingerie line and she sees it, you know, like Jessica Simpson, Jessica Biel, I mean, Alba. You okay, Courtney?
You know, trashy, classy. Oh, Porsche's.
It's a fine line. Like Porsche.
Right.
Which her stylist or whatever he was, Johnny.
The sweating walrus.
Oh, the sweating walrus.
He was sweating like no other. It was making me so uncomfortable. Like, wipe your bald
Maybe it was because the cameras were there.
But he should have wiped it.
It's hot in Georgia.
Maybe because the cameras were there.
And the lights were on. But he was spilling all her information. All her tea.
That's someone you can't have around.
No. Him and Don Cornelius or Don Julio, whatever his name is. Don Juan. They need to be friends.
Yeah. I actually think that would be entertaining. They need to be on the show. But they know. That's how they get on the show.
Don Juan's been friends with her with Candy for too long.
For a long time.
Whereas this guy, I don't think he really booked. So they're talking about this, and she brings up work and then brings up Duke and how she's going to throw this party for him. And I don't know. What did you think about the comment? Obviously, I get what he was saying about the trashy, classy comment. But, I mean, you know, just for our sister site, Black Hollywood Live, Courtney runs one of our fashion shows over there. Well, the fashion show over there, Fashion 411. Make sure you guys check that out. You guys have kind of talked about body image issues before.
Yeah.
And I felt like, I don't know, I thought it was interesting. He made the comment, oh, you know, because where we're from, we got to be careful about who we're picking because, you know, certain body types.
Oh, no, he right. No, he wasn't throwing really? No shade. Yo, you go to a casting in Atlanta.
I mean, I believe it, but I felt like it was more like you can have someone like with Porsche's body and it still be classy.
Well, with Porsche's body, and it's how you carry it when you carry it. So some ladies have a lot to give, and they will give it all. So I don't think it was
so
him
that's
saying
the term that
he wants body, but to recognize also that that body got to be carried a certain way because when you... You know.
They have to know what they have.
They can't be out there with the coochie crack coming out like they did at Cynthia's event or running around in the lingerie booty clapping on the stage because, you know, you wearing your underwear. You got to walk the walk differently than if you were, you know, maybe wearing some shorts because your stuff is already out. You're already showing everything. So you got to just be nice about it.
Fair enough. All right. So let's get to it. We get to this before the party. We see Porsche with her mom and grandma.
It wasn't no dudes at that party for real.
No.
It was all chicks and then her little...
But it was all her
side.
There was
not one guy.
It wasn't really supposed to be about guys because it was just about Porsche's thing.
But if you're inviting him, like, don't you have guy friends? Like, that was just weird to me that he would be there.
But I don't think... Oh, yeah, I guess.
We find out her sister's pregnant.
She, like, passed out on the floor. Oh.
13
I know
months.
I'm working
that was a
you
weird,
hard.
Like,
13 weeks.
And Porsche
weeks,
threw
yeah.
so much shade
months.
At her.
But why? She's jealous.
Because she was like, well, I never imagined it to be this way. And I was imagining
Oh, you took that as shade towards her. I took that as shade towards Porsche because Porsche's sitting up here talking about, I've been ready for a baby. I'm like, girl.
Yeah, but that
I
shade.
I would need to call children's services
but that's
if you had a
that
child.
Shade that about towards your sister because you're saying, I thought I would be pregnant before her.
Yeah.
Like, how rude.
Yeah.
It's rude.
It was rude. That's not the first thing that comes
out of
your
mouth.
You
should be like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for her.
It's hard, though, because we forget Porsche's actually much older than a lot of people be thinking. Because Porsche about 35.
Yeah.
But she acts like she's...
And she acts like
because
she's
Because
like
what was it? Yeah, because yeah. her mom said, oh, so Duke's mom is the same age as your friend?
Mm-hmm. She got a good 10 years on Duke. Nine years.
So the thing about Porsche is, so we get to Porsche's party. And you know, this party was all about her baby. Because... That's all she be calling him. I don't even know what his name
baby,
is.
Baby. I'ma show
man.
My baby.
Number 27.
My
baby.
Our
last
my
name.
My baby.
Our last name, please don't do that ever again. All right, so we get to the party. There's cheerleaders there. She's wearing the number 27 with our last names on the back. Candy and Phaedra came in. It was an awkward interaction between the two of them.
Yeah, that was weird.
But I have to say, I watched this episode twice and laughed equally as hard at the scene. they can't get rid of Portia because of this type of situation. Now, even though it was mad and this whole scene was totally like a Love and Hip Hop conspiracy theory, I have to say I died laughing when they scream surprise and Duke was like, what the
what?
He didn't even know. Like, his PR did not prep him. He had
his PR?
No,
that was looking
he
like
even have it.
That
no
was like pun.
Idea.
Apollo's friend.
That
like
was his homie. Like, cause he his homie straight up was like, yo, she's a lot. Yeah. She's a lot.
He's like, just stay though. Just stay.
Yeah. He's like, motherfucker, you ain't gonna get no chance to be on TV. Cause
he by himself. There was no dude there, like he thought he was coming over for some goodbye sex, and she done thrown a whole party talking about they got to buy a house together, and this my mom,
yeah, we're
this
about
my
to go looking tomorrow. And here's a whole bunch of women who hate me, and we fight every year. But
weirdo.
I want you to meet them. Awkward as hell. I would dare.
She trying to hold
someone
peach.
I'm talking to pull some like that.
Keeping that peach. Keeping that peach. Keeping that peach.
Like I have to say, that's the weirdest thing I've. One of the weirdest things I've ever seen anybody do
yeah.
in a relationship.
It was very uncomfortable.
And then give him an award.
What was that?
Bitch, that was like look like the damn soccer trophies I used, like, they used to give to all the kids because you just played soccer. It was like, here y'all go.
Thank you for banging me for the last 2 weeks.
Thank you for participating as my boyfriend.
Thank you for playing.
And he
night.
Got the ruby on. And I'm just saying, y'all.
Well, he's playing I thought with her about cakes. And I was like, Duke is in Atlanta for other reasons. Portia has brought him here. But he's benefiting off of his flights here. And if he gets a home here and she's traveling, no telling what Duke is going to do.
Well, she has a type.
Duke going to
get
that. Damn, too
and
much
I think that's why she
pants.
Keeps saying he's all man. Like she said it like four much. Times.
It's
this
so
episode.
Annoying.
Like, he's just all man. Honey.
If he's all man, then you don't have to keep saying
all
it.
Man don't go to the bathroom to change his shirt. All man be like, fuck yeah, give me my new shirt.
And when he kisses her, he's like, over and over.
Yeah.
It's too much.
I'm done. Well, they're done anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't meant to be. It
Portia
was
made that
damn season.
Speech talking about everyone open your heart because
he's my new heart.
He's my everything.
He's my baby.
And then cuts
my
to him
baby.
With the transgender.
Hey. Whoa, yeah. So then we hear some damn motherfucking tea.
Some more than
lots
tea. Like, this
tea.
Is just everything. And he's smiling like, hey.
Hey, girl.
Wait, who spilt that tea?
Candy.
Oh,
yeah,
with that Johnny guy.
With the mm-hmm.
Well, Johnny was like, and porn stars. And then all of a sudden, the damn tranny came
like,
out.
They were like, porn stars? What? You Google it. Just Google it.
So,
I meant to Google it last night.
Now, here's what I'm saying. Yeah, we got to Google that because I'm just saying.
What, we just Google his name?
One, you wearing a red ruby.
Duke Williams.
I'm like, what is it again?
Two, you with a woman who was a previous beard.
Supposedly.
And now,
allegedly, Cordell said he is not a
allegedly
homosexual.
And then three, you allegedly had a relationship with a transgendered.
Oh, he had a relationship?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. It was just a picture, and a picture could be 1,000 words.
He looked very comfortable.
You know. But so did Chris's boyfriend on Miss Caitlin. Catch that tea from the holiday party.
Oh. Erica Dixon dated him, too.
Are you serious? Duke?
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually.
Gross.
Yeah.
He looks scrappy.
He very looks scrappy.
Like, be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like a doofus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Of course,
word,
just
right?
needs someone to wrap her a little.
Wrap it around.
I don't know what she wrapping. moving on from that, so we see Candy at the tag store with Sheree, and they were talking
Sheree
about
Sheree walked in
Phaedra.
Looking mighty muscular.
Her thighs
yeah.
were like Michelin men.
She about to work with Todd and
do a video. Maybe she'll actually pay for it. Well, actually, she shouldn't because she don't pay her bills either. She remember she didn't pay Phaedra, and then maybe that's why Phaedra couldn't pay Todd. Cause
that's true.
Phaedra goes and talks to Cynthia. That was the fakest tea conversation ever.
Can I say, though, that I appreciate the extra weave that Phaedra has placed into her hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's given
it
her
looks
some
really,
thickness,
yeah.
and it's a new style for
she
her.
She looks better this season.
She looks more youthful, not so stuffy.
Well, she's released a lot of baggage from
released the baggage.
Phaedra says, you know, I'm forgiving Cynthia. You know, I won't forget, but I'm letting bygones be bygones because the good Lord said it. All right. So she spills that Mallory's tea about Cynthia basically saying she's not in love with Peter's body.
Cynthia was so uncomfortable.
Which she should be, because here's the thing.
But you told that to your sister.
Yeah, and then your sister spilt it to a whole bunch of other people.
Your friend.
Big Mal is bogus.
Mm, she is. Because here's what's going to happen. Peter's going to find out about this.
Nut up.
And
he going to like, you don't like my body?
He going to nut up in the bar one bitch. Mm-hmm. That's what he going to do. Ew. He going to take his damn stress out. All right, so we get the damn Candy meeting up with her team. And then we find out she wants to open up a southern restaurant. And I'm like, girl, can you just have your baby and hang out for a second?
Seriously. But they already, like, got a building. So. Yeah.
But that's for Todd. He has nothing else to do.
She's building her empire. That's what she said on Andy Radio. This is a business situation at all times, and she will continue to build businesses as long as she's on the show.
Mm. Phaedra and Candy meet up. Candy starts crying, says Phaedra was being fake, and she doesn't understand why Phaedra was saying one thing to certain people and then not saying something to her.
Flashback to Nini in that Frankenstein wig.
Mm-hmm. Cinderella! You know, I love you, Phaedra. But maybe it was the editing.
No, mm-mm. She just sucks.
But you didn't come up with no deal. You couldn't even find it. See, she'd be like, you know what, Candy? Why I'm upset? And I was like, okay, she's got something.
She got a good reason.
No compassion.
I heard over that motorbike and the government.
The government's like, coming looking for that stuff. And
Candy
and I don't
has
know
the
where
perfect answer. What does the government have to do with me?
Yeah,
like that was it. Was completely
that's
polar
after the
opposite.
Fact.
Yeah. It was not even relevant.
Like, we ain't talking about that girl. Stop trying to change the subject.
Now, I do appreciate also Phaedra being open with Candy and saying, I don't appreciate, you know, I feel some sort of way about you openly discussing my relationship with mm-hmm. Apollo and what I'm doing with the children. I can appreciate that open conversation because if you are my homegirl, you're mad at what I've done, don't be doing that.
But
elsewhere.
She specifically, I didn't take that either because Phaedra full of shit. Because Candy talked about it with Phaedra.
Yeah,
that's when
did.
It was first uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And when it was brought up again, it was at the reunion Andy asked her about it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like she was just like, oh, and I just think she needs to get the kids over to see him because people go to jail. She was responding to a question. She wasn't just like shooting the shit with Nene.
She didn't have a conversation with Kenya and Cynthia about it?
Not to my recollection, other than her saying that I don't believe she's taken the children yet.
Just at the reunion.
I remember her talking about it at the reunion, yeah.
No, I remember the reunion.
But do you think someone really came up to her in the grocery store? No.
And she was just
chatting
about it.
And if anyone came up
who's
to the grocery...
Phaedra
was
no,
like,
no.
Someone came up to me in the grocery store.
Girl, who?
We all heard it on the reunion. So it's not like Candy
could be tweeting
told
you
them
about it.
Yeah, it's not like it was a secret.
Everyone knew about it.
You were quite clear about you not taking your kids to see their dad.
Candy brings up the $8,000 that Phaedra still owes. Phaedra says she only owes $5,000, but...
Well, first she said, I paid him $25,000, $30,000. She was like, yeah, but you still owe him $8,000. That wasn't
so
the contract.
Only
well, it's like $5,000.
Change subject.
Okay, $5,000.
It was like complete change subject.
Phaedra comes out and says, well, you know what, Candy? Well, you know, I did consider you a very close friend. And, you know, I just wanted you to reach out to me a little bit. And they kind of make up, and Phaedra says that she will talk to Todd because she doesn't want it to interfere. And then Don Juan was not having it.
Wait, well, before that, Phaedra threw a little bit of shade in between the conversation by saying, well, you know, I've been paying my husband's legal bills, and while my husband was running around with your husband up in the club, I was supporting the family.
Well, that's who you marry, girl.
No, your husband was taking all the fake money and our credit cards that he was charging, your credit card, my debit card, your credit card.
Your dead auntie's credit card, like whoever.
Everybody's
like,
credit card.
Like, did Todd get paid with, you know, fraud money?
Probably.
Exactly.
Not
I'm
according
sure.
to Phaedra, though.
I'm sure, and Phaedra knows about
Phaedra
it.
Phaedra had no
and because
idea.
The well has ran dry or the government's in her business, she doesn't have $5,000 to give him.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Not well, sorry. If you love this tea or maybe want some more tea, again, make sure you guys check out our sister site, blackhollywoodlive.com. Every Sunday, we stream a show called Reality Check, where we talk about whatever your favorite reality TV show is. And we give you all the tea on it. That's
ooh,
Black Hollywood
tea.
Live. Also, Wednesdays, we have The Beat, 2 o'clock, Fashion 411s, Thursdays at 4 p.m. Just head over to blackhollywoodlive.com, and you can check out the schedule there. And yeah, it's a whole bunch, a lot of fun entertainment. Whole bunch, a lot on of that fun note, let's head into predictions.
Ooh. And now, you're after Buzz TV.
You get a spray on hand?
No, yeah. No hair. You know those guys that get spray on hairline?
You know Dawn has always been my boo.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
I love
him. You like him?
I did, but this season.
I like him more this season. I feel like last season I was like, Dawn.
You
now
think he's
like,
cute?
I did. Tonight I was
like, oh, you didn't
at,
think he's attractive?
Huh? No.
You didn't think he's attractive?
Tonight? Not tonight. I normally do. I'm always, you know, I'm always like, yeah, Dawn, that's my
I just like he came for supported Candy because Phaedra was on that bullshit.
If you guys got in the shower together, it would just be
streaming down
black.
Your face.
Yeah, I don't. Not you be, would be, Beyonce, why do I love you? Love me. He don't love me.
You would be a black man.
Then Daryl
you being blackface, like, what is happening?
See that? And I get out the shower and get shot. all right, so next week we get Portia and why did I write butt spray?
Oh, was it because of the lingerie show?
And she need butt spray? She need to spray something with her butt?
I don't remember
that. Well, Portia's going to do something with her butt next week. Whatever. Candy tells Todd about her talk with Phaedra. And
Todd needs to stop talking about the money, though.
I mean, at this point, it's just kind of like...
It's cheesy and you look really, like...
Immature.
Cause
and it
Candy
was like, why didn't you say
it
last season if it was this big of an issue?
Yeah.
You're just bringing it up now when because they're not friends.
They need a storyline. Because they got to wait for the baby to come out before that one
exactly.
happens.
Exactly.
Kim watches Kenya's pilot. Looks like
that'll be the most entertaining moment.
Because, you know, kids give their full honesty.
Kids are always honest. Yes, they are.
Peter says, I can't stop what I'm doing.
He cries, though.
Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, clearly what he's going to say is he can't stop going to Charlotte because he's got
a... He's got a business there.
Because
he needs
they're
to
in debt, because he's open to me. What happened to the coffee shop?
Guess Peter wasn't brewing enough tea.
Because
he damn run around spilling it everywhere.
No beans by Peter. Or whatever it was supposed to be called.
Peter's Beanery.
Peter Beans or something? What was it called? I don't remember. Peter Brew or something.
I have no idea.
I don't know. This like,
Peter and Company. Something.
Like Pete's Coffee and Tea, but Pete's it's Peter Tea
Bean
and
Nuts.
Coffee. Peter Beanuts.
Pete's Beanuts.
Okay, can I just say, please, Lord Andy Cohen, please, because I heard you on the radio say, like, you literally look at every episode of Housewives, and you are, like, helping with the editing, and, like, you give notes for every episode still, which I was shocked by.
Spice it up.
Bruh, please. And if you can't spice it up, don't drag this shit out. Like, let's be done in, like, 10, 12 episodes and be done with it. Because I can't take this for
or bring someone else.
Episodes.
Like, get rid of Kim. Like, we all love her, and she's super sweet and nice.
And she'll
and
be great. But
no.
Yeah, like, I feel like I'm eating Ritz crackers right now. I need something
like you don't drink, you don't turn up, you don't... We don't want to see, like, a housewife, even though it's housewives.
Yeah.
We don't really want to see
Well, no, I mean, I'm down
if
for a housewife.
Fun housewife.
But I mean, be catty. Be, you know what I mean, dude?
Be entertaining. Be witty. Throw some, you know, shade.
Put some girl, or put, you know what I mean? Help Portia fix her, get her life together.
You know?
I
mean, something
help Kenya
like that.
Get her life together. Maybe
I don't
help
know.
Her be an actress. For
but
real.
I was super bored, and I hope that we're not continually bored for the rest of this season.
I can't either. Yeah, because, like, Portia's scene with I literally was I was also high watching it, but like Portia's scene had me dying laughing.
That was the epic moment.
Duke's facial expressions were so honest to me that I was just like, "What is going on in this man's head? He's so mad he signed whatever paper Portia made,
and
him
he just
sign.
Signed a random release. He didn't even he probably didn't even read it. It was one of them paragraph and was like."
A friend contract.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna say nothing.
Take a picture with your license. Attach it. You're on the show. You ain't getting no check, though. So there you go.
Well, on that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can hit me up everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English, as well as on Twitter, English Speak.
And I am at Stuart Starlet everywhere.
So, wait till next week, same time, same place.
Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.